Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Survivor's on tonight, which is always, it's always a good day.
How hung are you from Katy Perry last night?
Oh, geez, you know, up all night, Vinny. How about you? Boy, oh, you had a longer drive home than I did, too.
Oh, dude, I'm still ripped.
Man, my ears are ringing. She was loud and proud.
I saw people posting. It's fun to see that people get out still,
yes,
especially on weeknights.
Because I wouldn't do it.
Right, me neither. That was all nonsense. But very cool. She was just in town, big show, and a lot of people who I'm friends with went. So yeah, that was neat.
People love them some Katy Perry.
Big show.
I got the eye of the tiger. This part of the show is brought to you by... You're ready to go.
There's
that's all I know.
A little help there. Good for you.
Right. It's part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Uzette and Hooman they're heading out.
We're hitting the road.
You are hitting the road, Jack.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Happy birthday,
thank
Hooman.
You guys.
Oh,
thank
thanks
you
for,
everyone.
You know what, I got to write that right here at the top of my sheet. It'll totally run out of my head.
Every 5 minutes.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by Hooman's birthday. What are you 43?
Yeah.
Ah!
Don't laugh like that.
Ah, 43, dude.
Pirate.
Shiver me timbers, you're 43.
43. Mid-40s.
Well, not mid.
That's 43.
Like pre-40.
No, sorry.
43, 44, 45, 46, and 47 are all mid-40s.
47's mid?
Yep.
Oh, you got to round up there. You're going mid for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I saw this thing where a person was doing a new multiplication. Or no, it was called Japanese multiplication. Uh-huh. And they draw these lines.
Ooh, I saw that. Was that on Facebook or something?
It was on Facebook this morning at, like, I don't know.
I think I saw it yesterday.
One of the first things that popped up on my screen. But I was fascinated until I realized I couldn't figure that out. That makes it harder, the way they were doing it.
I saw that. I don't remember what is. So you write
you make
down
lines
how many tens
to represent
there are. How many thousands, how many tens, how many ones?
It's some kind of
trick. And where they cross, you count the dots.
Right.
And number them. And those numbers equal the actual answer.
Right.
Weird. Anyway, sorry to...
Cool.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Happy birthday,
guys.
Hooman. Happy birthday. You're amazing.
So we'll be in Novato.
Yes. You're going to be at the Century Roland Theater, where they have just installed luxury loungers.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. You know, I love when I go in to see movies at the Metreon, you go into the big, they have these really comfortable chairs they slide out. You can almost be laying flat watching the movie, which is actually, you know, midday's kind of nap time. Mm-hmm. If we're going to take one, that's when it's going to happen. They're a little bit on the dangerous side, even. They're so comfortable. This is a great way to see a movie. Sit down in a chair where you're not like, oh, God, my butt's falling asleep.
Right.
Oh, crossing my legs wrong. So you can go and check this out, and you guys will be there. You're going to have some movie passes while they last and free hugs, I'm pretty sure.
Some holiday photos.
Oh, that's right. You're going to have a whole little photo set up.
So we'll be there 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
What just happened?
What?
I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sitting over here. I don't have access to the sound effects.
I don't either. Uzi, what are you doing?
Oh, hold on.
What is happening?
Stay here.
Oh.
Stay here.
Someone turned
back.
Hello and what's up to Sarah, Vinny, Uzette, Hooman, and Vaughn.
I am here at home, obviously, and I'm having a good time. Barely sleeping. Just wanted to reach out and say hello. And that I miss you guys. I guess that's it. I also want to thank you guys for allowing me this time off to bond with my baby, which has been just delightful. I also want to throw in some reverb just because I thought it would be cool to just
something, guys, something with some verb on it. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'll just take that off now. So I guess that's pretty much it. Have fun at work.
Oh,
is this live?
Very funny.
Where is that coming from?
Is that live?
Wait for it.
I knew you'd say that was very funny.
What?
And that's pretty much it. Happy birthday, Hooman.
Oh, it's a happy birthday, Hooman. So that's Bryn. He's off on maternity leave. I wonder if that's actually his kid. I'd tape her if I was him.
Yeah, it is actually my kid.
Oh, you are on.
You're on?
He's on.
How is he on?
We got to set up for his house.
Hey, Sarah, can you do me a favor real quick?
Of course.
Pop me up on the remote one.
All right.
Turn it up and on.
Oh, is that you on the top there?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I hear,
oh, I hear echo.
And then Yuzette can turn me down a little
bit. Okay, I'll pull you off.
I think I have you.
I'm going to pull him off the point board. Okay.
Yes, it's on. Oh, on studio. On studio B? Oops. It's on. Pot him down. No, I'm still hearing like a reverb slapback. You better fix that, buddy.
It's gone now.
Yeah, that's on.
No, it's good now.
How about now?
No, I hear
still
you.
There. The remote is on. It's on auxiliary. Okay, it's off now.
Susan, you're listening? Hello.
Oh, my God, it's awesome. It's fantastic. Is that your kid?
He's got all the sound effects over there.
Yeah. Oh, are you going
to...
Are you going to start doing sound effects on the show? Are you kidding me? You got to figure out this slapback, though. There's definitely a hear me coming back again.
I do hear that. We can do that on commercial if you want.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Listen.
Yes, we do. We hear everything coming back. Actually, we only hear us. I don't think we hear you. Talk.
You sound great.
I think.
Okay, and then we'll figure out the other thing.
All right. Yes, it is Hooman's birthday.
Thank you. I need it.
How's the baby? How's the breastfeeding going? You're like a boob expert. Oh. Sounds, you know, here you're laying down the law early on with this baby. So she's gaining weight. She's now two and a half weeks old? Oh, yesterday. All right, well, I want to do it, but I'm getting a feedback, and I don't like it. Is there something, Yuzi, can you turn him off in the studio?
Totally. He's fully
totally off.
Everything's off here on Router 1, Bryn.
Let's just pot him down for this the rest of the break, and then we've only got 10 minutes at the most.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We'll come back to you, Bryn.
Okay, goodbye. All right.
He's all,
yeah, it's definitely on this spot right here. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So Hooman is going to get to, whose was that?
That was mine.
Is that Bryn texting you? Pull me back on.
No, I'm kidding.
So Blake Shelton is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
I saw the picture online yesterday, and it's so funny. He's a handsome enough guy.
Sure,
and
he's not bad looking.
He's really likable. Had I not watched
The Voice.
The Voice. I almost said X Factor. Had I not watched The Voice, I wouldn't know anything about this guy. But I have, and he's super likable.
Yeah,
and
he's
him
funny
and
Adam Levine.
They're like
a comedy
couple of
duo.
Good buddies. Right. I mean, I don't know that they're comedians, but
they
they're fun and funny together. But he's got, as someone with a bunch of tattoos, including quite a few bad ones, he has the worst tattoo on his arm there, and his arm's behind his head, and it's on full display. And I just thought,
oh, what is it?
I don't even know. I can pull up a picture.
Just
I'm
like
sure.
cruddy looking work, and
but you just go, that's the sexiest guy, huh?
I'm sorry, but I don't know. He's got a great publicist, or the machine of Hollywood figured out a way to get him on there because I don't find him attractive. I mean, like you said, he's not a bad-looking guy, but when it comes to sexiest man alive, no. No.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't...
Not even close.
That's it. It's a publicist or something. He's super likable.
Sure.
Fine country musician.
Right.
Sexiest dude on the planet?
No, I don't think so.
I bet he's way hotter in person.
Maybe.
He must be, because...
He's, like, really tall. He's, like, 6'5".
He says when they told him about it, his first thought was, y'all must be running out of people. Like, wow, we're down to someone who's somewhat symmetrical. I agree with you, Blake. Adam Levine was actually the sexiest man alive in 2013. which Blake is now saying makes the victory that much sweeter. He says, I can't wait to shove this up Adam's keister. He actually said something else, but that's the basic gist. As proud as I am and honored that you guys asked me to be the sexiest man alive, that's really the only thing I care about. Shoving it up where the sun don't shine.
The first article that comes up is he calls this tattoo regrettable. It looks like it's barbed wire.
Oh.
And then I don't know what the...
Boy, my stomach's going crazy.
Is that you gurgling?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard
it. Bananas down there.
They're ladybugs with barbed wire around them.
Oh, for God's ladybugs? Let me see this.
Is he talking about your stomach?
Oh, yeah, that is terrible. That's
well, that's not the picture I saw. The picture I saw was him, you know, luxuriating with the camera.
It actually, it's going around. It's not going lengthwise down his arm. It's going around the forearm.
Right.
And there's ladybugs in the middle. And it's all, there's no colors or anything. And it look like little blobs, not ladybugs, but... you know, whatever.
Right, whatever.
You know, it's a moment in his life. Some of the other guys who made this year's issue include Zac Efron, Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh,
that's the big sick guy.
Yeah, what did he?
Dinesh.
Why? What just, was his mention?
Nothing. They just say, you know, these are some of the sexiest men alive. So they.
That's nice.
Do a little piece on each of them. 50 Cent, Ryan Gosling, and the men from This Is Us.
50 Cent.
50. So he must have a good publicist.
What has he done lately that anyone's even thinking of him?
I don't know. I think he doesn't yell about being bankrupt, but then turn around and, you know, flash his money at people.
Yeah. I feel like he produced something recently, though. Someone is saying, 510 says, sorry, but Blake Shelton is not sexier than Jason Momoa. That's a good one. Jason Momoa would have been a great choice.
They also did a piece in People about the sexiest body parts, because I guess they're just breaking down sexy. So they actually, Jason Momoa got sexiest arms.
Oh.
But I'm looking at all these categories. Jason Momoa could win all of these. And some of these people, like, no. Sexiest eyes, Bradley Cooper. Okay. I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is one of those things. Who even cares? Like, it's not even a thing.
Sexiest chest is Daniel Day Kim. Isn't that the guy from Lost? He was Sun's husband. I can't remember his character's name.
Did he...
I think he's on Hawaii Five-0 now.
I think he left it because...
Yeah, they quit.
Yeah.
The two Asian stars quit because they weren't getting paid fairly.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing now. I don't know how they recast it or if this is...
Well, he got sexiest chest, so that'll bode well for future work.
Well, he's not probably not super hairy, which is helps.
Yeah. But, you know, stand his chest up next to Jason Momoa. I'll take Jason Momoa.
You know what's weird about that Momoa kid? I've seen him on my Instagram with a bunch of people I know, and it's because he surfs.
Oh, funny.
He's super into surfing and is around the surf industry a lot.
I want to say a week and a half ago,
Hawaii.
We saw that he and Lisa Bonet have been married for quite some time now. It was like a total secret. I mean, they've been together a long time.
They just
time,
went and did it.
They married, sometime maybe.
Well, it's weird.
This year.
If you've been together a long time, and then suddenly you get married, it does seem weird, like, oh, now we're legit?
Oh, because is that how it feels for you?
I don't know. It's not. I just mean, like, that does... It shouldn't negate the time that you've already spent together, should it?
No, I agree. I think it does mark a new beginning. It's a new start. Now we're married.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean. Like, people will ask, oh, how long have you been married? Oh, we've been married... I don't know, whatever it is, 8 years.
But we were together for
And I always
feel like
I have to qualify it. Maybe it's just me in my own head, but we've been together 20 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I do that, because it makes me feel better, maybe.
No, because it's weird. We all fall into these weird stereotypes. Everyone does it. And it's just like how we've talked about this before, how here's Brynn, he's got a brand new baby. You know the next questions people will start... When are you having another one?
Mm-hmm.
It's like people don't know how to not ask that.
It's true, because we're looking for things to talk about.
Keeping my head up here on this one. Why are you already pushing a second one out of her woman area? My goodness.
Well, you got to get on the stick, Vinny. Neither one of you is getting any younger.
Who are we talking to
you
now?
You and your wife.
Oh, I got to get on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if it's going to happen, which it shouldn't. One is a great number.
I do think one is a great number. You are correct. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this isn't... Jason Momoa is very sexy.
Jason Momoa is. He should have won all of these categories. Sexiest smile, Barack Obama. I'll actually I'll give you that. I love his smile. Uh-huh. They gave sexiest butt to Kit Harington. I feel like we've only seen Kit Harington's butt a time or two. Like there was the time in the cave, right? It was, and then there was the time when he was dead. I guess we saw his. This is Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Did we see his butt in the one scene at the end of the season that just ended?
I think so.
Did we?
I think
so.
Like
oh, when he was banging Khaleesi?
Yeah.
His aunt?
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's his aunt.
But it's his aunt.
Well, it's better than banging his sister.
That's true.
Jamie and Cersei.
Yeah, you guys.
It's going to be interesting to see that guy after this last season's over, right? When they cut his hair and he shaves his face, right. And now you're getting a real look at him.
Right. Like, and what sorts of parts will he play? Is he always going to be a serious dude? Or, oh my God, Seth Meyers does this thing. He's done a couple of them where he's friends with the people from Game of Thrones, but they are their character in real life. Like, so he's friends with Jon Snow, and he brings Jon Snow to a dinner party, and Jon Snow's like, telling all these stories. It's, you should totally spend a minute and Google this. He also did one with the Red Witch, whatever her name is, Melisandre.
Yes.
He brings her to a baby shower. And, you know, of course, she's the one who made the shadow baby come out of her woman area. They must have been in heaven. Vinny, they're so funny. Like, they're genius. And he keeps taking them. He's like, what are you doing? I said, be relatable. She's like, what's not relatable about that?
So,
I had a baby, too. But yours was a shadow murderer. Yes.
So, Kit Harington's next thing that he's doing is a miniseries called Gunpowder, and he plays a British activist from the 17th century. In other words, he looks exactly the same as he does in Game of Thrones.
Fantastic.
So he doesn't have to clean up for that.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Happy birthday, guys. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I am going to say... Happy birthday, Hooman, right off the bat. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to test out this line with Brynn one more time.
Right.
Brynny, are you there? It sounds totally clean. No!
Oh! You know, it is annoying for us, but people are texting in that it's not slapping back on radio.com and it's not slapping back on the regular air. So I don't know what that means.
You know what's strange?
Hmm.
You're not slapping back. Say something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No,
damn it.
I
thought it was just this studio. All right. Now we're trying to talk.
That's
okay.
Better.
That's fine. But can
do
you
we
talk?
Get him on?
You right, just go.
Yeah. So just turn yours.
Yeah. Just do that. So I'll just leave you on. Does that work? All right. Great. Well, and if people can't hear it on the air, then...
It's just annoying for
right,
us, though.
It's annoying.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Novato.
And
by Hooman's birthday.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
Yesterday, news broke that there was another shooting.
Yeah.
They were saying in rural Northern California.
Well said.
And I was absolutely riveted because, you know, that's where we live.
Right.
And so I couldn't help but keep checking this Twitter thing going, where? They weren't saying for a little
while
there.
They were saying Northern California.
Right.
And I was, so we were waiting on it too. I mean, it's so frightening.
Then
it
finally broke Rancho Tejama, if I said that correctly.
Sounds right.
Where's that?
It's north of Chico, south of Redding, if that gives you anything. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a little town, but this is, the news broke yesterday, kind of late considering it went down in the morning. We didn't hear about it in the early morning.
No,
show.
Didn't hear about it till like noon, I think.
Yeah, I think I heard about it on the way home on KCBS. Oh.
This person is one of those guys. It's so sad that you keep hearing when you start to hear about someone who's done this, the neighbors all start saying, oh, there had been a lot of complaints about this guy. They'd heard constant gunfire from his house. He'd just been in trouble recently for having stabbed a neighbor. So it is unfortunate that we have no way of doing something sooner.
Right.
I guess. When it seems that all signs are pointing toward meltdown.
Right.
I guess there was an argument, a neighborhood dispute turned into the latest mass shooting yesterday. This guy killed 4 people, wounded 10 others, choosing most of his victims at random. While on the rampage, they say he was driving towards an elementary school when America's newest heroes sprung into action. These teachers locked that school down and saved every one of those kids' lives. Mm-hmm. That is the most impressive and heroic thing to have. They locked the whole... He was walking around
Moments.
The school
yes.
looking for a way in to mow down children. And these teachers stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me chills.
I know.
As I read it and was hearing about it yesterday, I just thought, those teachers need some kind of a parade. Mm. Or some. Every one of those parents needs to go hug one of those teachers today.
Right. Buy them a meal.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goodness.
He was shooting into classrooms, like, from outside, right?
He was. So he did end up killing 4 people, and then they say, you'll see as you read the news, 5 people dead. He's one of them. Mm. So he was shot dead by law enforcement officers. As far as, like, getting a motive, it sounds like he's just that guy.
Yep.
There's no motive for randomly going to an elementary. There's no school that's okay, but I mean, it's just, these are just little teeny kids.
Right. Yep. Just horrible.
The gunman shot at classrooms and tried but failed to get inside. No students or school employees were among the dead. The quick action of school officials saved countless lives and children. It was monumental. So there's that. There's now more news coming out about him. And I'm on the fence as to whether, you know, I've got the guy's name now. And I've heard many people say, don't
glorify it.
Don't spew his name and don't give us any more details. And I'm okay with that. If you want, you know, every single tidbit, you know where to go.
All right.
KCBS.
Yeah.
You can find it all.
Vinny, 707 says the... Let me go back. As teachers, we are always practicing lockdown drills. We're prepared to protect our students.
Well, that is good to know.
You know
and
what?
Then someone says
I have some of those.
Those teachers should get a Citizens of the Year award.
I absolutely agree. I'm telling you, just the even if you practice something, to know that you hear gunfire from a distance and to know. We should just lock this place down.
Let's do this.
And to not have one door be forgotten, because that's all it would have taken.
Yep.
That's really powerful and impressive to hear. I agree. They should be Citizens of the Year.
It's also sad and frightening that we have to practice lockdown drills and that our, you know, that there are enough school shootings and just shootings in general that is where we're at. We hear something that sounds like it might be gunfire and we're shutting the effing school down. That's sad.
Oh, happy goodness. Birthday, Hooman.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Hey, thank
That's
you
our
so
alarm
much, guys.
To let us know that
Is that
it's
our
time.
Alarm?
Yeah.
Is there a sound effect?
Oh, though?
Yeah. Vinny's setting alarms for every 2 minutes.
Five.
Oh, every 5 minutes. Okay.
5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes, it's Hooman's birthday.
Bryn, play Vinny singing happy birthday for me.
Is Bryn still there?
I'm getting into my next story. It's okay. Geez. It's fine.
Yeah, have it ready for next time. He's doing it every 5 minutes.
Here comes Thanksgiving, everyone. It's right around the corner. Very
yum,
exciting.
Yum. Whole Foods Market bringing us Thanksgiving dinner today.
Sarah, if the people in your family, including you, were asked, which relative is most likely to get drunk at Thanksgiving dinner? Well, who would they say?
Well, when I was a kid, it would always be Drunk Uncle Peter. But
your uncle, by the way, is the number one answer.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was like, Drunk Uncle Peter.
Yeah, Drunk Uncle Peter.
He's the number one answer. Yeah. One of your cousins comes in second. Your brother, your dad, you.
I probably would be the one.
You'd rank
high?
Yeah,
I'd be up there.
Well, you know, you're surrounded by family. It's hard.
I wouldn't be the number. I know. I don't even want to say who'd be the number one.
You wouldn't be number one?
I would not be number one. I'd be like number 3 or 4.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's saying something, Yuzi.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So when you're talking about the Thanksgiving group that would get together, is that your side of the family or his?
That can be Either one.
Huh. Oh, you'd be number three on either side of the family.
Yeah.
You're wow. saying there's yeah. plenty of drunks to go around.
That's right.
All right. Boy, it seems like they're in every family.
Yeah.
A new survey asked more than 1,000 people which of their relatives is most likely to get hammered at Thanksgiving dinner, and your uncle
yep.
wins.
My uncle seemed to always win.
So there's a school, let me make sure, Farmington, Utah. There's a high school that just decided on a new mascot.
Oh, in Farmington.
In Farmington, Utah. They picked the Phoenix. Rises
the
from the
Phoenix.
Ashes.
All right. Sure. It's an incredible bird.
And it makes a great logo with the fire and,
sure.
you know, wonderful, right? Uh-huh. A guy named Kyle Frotten is a parent in Farmington, Utah, and is not happy about the high school's new mascot.
Oh, what's his problem with the Phoenix?
When Kyle and other members of the community were cheering for the team, they realized Phoenix sounds like something else when yelled in a large crowd.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Go Phoenix!
Penis, penis, penis. I'm saying Phoenix, by the way. It right. just sounds like it when you chant it.
And the plural of Phoenix is Phoenixes.
Oh, Phoenixes, really?
Which sounds even more like, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, you got that ready? Great. You got that ready?
Yay! This is just a tease, though, right? We won't have him.
Are you going to try and be on the show now?
He could be.
No. Go ahead.
Yeah.
For next week.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, but you also have time off. You're going to be like, hey, man, you know, I actually could be sleeping right now.
Yeah, there are certain, we've designated some days that he can be.
Well, just so we cast our memories back, when I had my kids, I also had an ISDN line, and I had to work the second 3 weeks of both of my 6 week vacations.
Oh, boo-hoo.
So I'm just saying, the dad, you know, he can certainly work. I have no problem. I don't feel guilty at all making him work.
I don't feel guilty either.
I had to do the full show when I was home with a baby on my boob.
On your boob.
On my boob.
Well, in his defense, it is our show. You're Sarah of the Sarah and Vinny show.
But we all work here. We're a family.
All right.
We're down a man.
Yeah. And I always work on my days off anyway.
I know. So. You never take a day off.
I know. It's really hard for me to take days off.
Sorry, Bryn.
Haha, Bryn, you have to work or feel guilty. I had a baby on my boob.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, Kyle says, we were horrified to hear the phonetics of the word phoenixes. It's far too close to the word penises.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be crass, but we don't want there to be confusion around, you know, the point I'm trying to make, which is this word doesn't work.
Yeah.
So far as online petition has 3,000 signatures.
Oh.
Is it funny? Is it fun? Or is this...
It's both of those.
Do you change it?
I wouldn't, but I'm super crass. I just think that would be...
Happy birthday, Hooman!
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Oh, thanks,
happy
guys.
Birthday, Hooman.
Play it, Bryn.
Restart that. Oh, boy.
That's a good
Excellent.
One.
Excellent. Good job, Vinny.
Boy, Vin.
And Bryn.
And Bryn.
How about Bryn. A fast fact?
I love Bryn. A fast fact. Oh, a fast fact?
You got it?
A fast fact?
Stan Lee originally planned on the Incredible Hulk being gray.
Oh.
But because of issues with ink colors, he changed him to green.
Oh.
How weird. Changed the history of the whole character because it's something random, wasn't working right? out there at his desk one day.
Mm. Huh. I like it. I like him as a green guy.
Yeah, me too.
United States and Canada are almost the exact same size.
Oh, is that so?
The U.S. is only about 1.5% smaller.
I'm actually surprised to hear that. I think of Canada as being enormous.
There's no copyright or patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anyone's free to use it. You just have to figure out how it's done. Most magicians refuse to use other magicians' tricks out of an unwritten code.
Oh.
Well, I see a lot of magicians doing the same card tricks. Does that count? Anyone? No?
Well, card tricks. I mean, there's only so many, right? I love Cartrix.
But I guess all the big ones.
Oh, God. Who's that kid? David Blaine?
Oh, he is so awesome.
While he does these crazy giant stunts, his best stuff is the little nonsense he does on the street right in front of people.
I agree. People just, like, they're flabbergasted.
Well, yeah, because it's flabbergasting. Yeah.
When you open your own purse and the card isn't there and you were way down the street, you didn't know. I mean, it's just, whoa.
How the heck?
How the heck, Vinny? That's hecka cool.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3.
Yeah.
Incredible. I'm saved. What a birthday gift.
You're welcome, Roman.
Oh, boy. This is probably his best birthday gift. Drop the hook, buddy.
Well, he's so difficult. I try to think outside the box for Roman.
Who's difficult?
You for birthdays
don't
and gifts and
like
stuff.
That.
No, you're birthday. Difficult to buy
it hurts
for.
My feelings.
No,
I'm gonna
just,
cry.
You're so special.
Oh, thanks so much.
Blake Shelton has said before, this is a text, I probably have the crappiest tattoo, not only in country music, but maybe the world. The tattoo he's referring to is a trail of deer tracks around his left forearm, representing his love of hunting. Unfortunately, the deer tracks look like ladybugs. Annoyed, Blake said he added a coil of barbed wire to the design, hoping to make it look more manly. And that's what you see on the sexiest man alive in his posing of cover. This is the picture from People that I was telling you about. There it is on display.
Yeah, it just looks like an adorable bracelet. So those are supposed to be deer tracks, but
yeah.
They just
he
look
loves
like
killing deer.
Sure. Well, you know, killing stuff, it's the best.
Right.
Country strong.
415 says, why are you guys so lukewarm to Bryn? You act like he is just another visitor. Weird dynamic. I thought you liked him.
Are you kidding me? I couldn't have been happier to hear.
First of all,
him.
A, the people in this room had no idea that was happening.
Yeah,
so
that
we
was
were
bizarre.
And
we
surprised.
Thought it was on tape.
So that was.
Well, that first part was on tape. I told him, let's surprise you guys with the baby. Record your baby crying. And then they're going to all look around.
Oh, is that actually the baby?
That was the baby.
Oh, boy, she sounds.
Recorded.
Yeah.
But then, and then he wanted to record a message, and then he came in live there.
Hey, Bryn, Diamond is the most liked picture ever on Instagram. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Almost 9,000 likes. 8,950 likes.
Holy Diamond!
Wow.
Diamond! Diamond!
Keep Instagram alive! I'm pulling my kid off. You're taking the front seat, buddy.
Did he break it, Hooman? Did he break Instagram?
He did.
That's amazing. That's actually a ton of likes.
That's really great.
Yeah.
We'll take
him. Isla's retiring at 4.
No, she's not. Please.
She's old hat.
Yeah. It's all right, though. We got a new one
to take
over.
Bring in the new Diamond.
Right. No, I don't think we were lukewarm at all. I think we couldn't figure out what the hell was happening. And then right after that happened, all I could hear was echo.
Yeah. Then we were trying to work it out. And we looks like we sort of have it worked out.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed, though? Hmm. When he was coming through on your side, before I potted him up over here, we weren't getting that.
Oh,
I wonder
if we should bring
just
him back
that.
To my side.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that next break.
Oh.
At all? You can't hear at all?
Oh.
Oh, but
well,
you just heard me. Did you just hear me?
In Studio B.
I see. Right. Well, it feels like it's
happy
better.
Birthday,
oh, happy
Homan!
Happy birthday, Homan.
Oh, boy!
Happy
play
birthday,
it, play
bud.
That's not going to get old.
Oh, is that?
No,
well, we
it.
Should already be in commercials it. Right now. Wow. What are we doing?
Oh, happy birthday, Homer.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.